was the night before Christmas, and all through the earth, every creature was stirring, awaiting the birth. The time for Messiah was certainly near. The prophets foretold. The Bible was clear. From the book of beginnings, that very first sin, God's word made it clear how his grace entered in. Born of a virgin, he'd come as a man. The creator among us, the time was at hand. The stars were arranged to show marvelous things, setting wise men to journey and find the true king. Shepherds in Bethlehem gazed at the sky, longing to see him, their Lord, the Most High. How could they know that the very next night an angel of God would speak words of delight? How the Savior was born. It was news of great joy in a cloth and a manger. They'd find the dear boy. And a heavenly host would soon join to sing of the glory of God and of wonderful things. He entered creation, set position aside. Thank you, Jesus. To show us how deeply his love did abide. Sin sent us away from our Almighty Lord. He became one of us that we might be restored. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the one who makes whole. He is wisdom incarnate, a shepherd of souls. He's the author of life. He's the ruler of all. He can offer salvation on this name we call. The shepherds and wise men would bow and adore. Holy God among men, our greatest reward. All glory, all honor is due to this King. Let us join in worship. Let every tongue sing. Jesus is Lord. Come on, somebody say it. Jesus is Lord. All creation proclaims. He's the first. He's the last. He's always the same. History turned on that very first Christmas day. History turned on that very first Christmas day when God became man in a humble display. As we think of the manger in which he was laid, let our hearts welcome him to the world that he made. Isn't that good? Now that's the real 'twas the night before Christmas. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of ages. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, oh, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in
and flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Father, you are welcome here on this beautiful Christmas morning. Father, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Jesus, you are welcome here. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. What is your understanding of the Advent season? Have you seen those devotionals? Have you seen the wreaths? Have you seen the candles? As a matter of fact, our family has these little Advent chocolate things. My goodness, that's fun. Get a little piece of chocolate remembering what this season's all about. There's an Advent candle sitting right under this love sign. It's an invitation to prepare our hearts once again for the greatest gift. As a matter of fact, Holly's going to sing a song entitled The Greatest Gift here in a minute. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that's the greatest gift. It's an opportunity to welcome the miracle of Emmanuel. God is with us. That word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus. It reminds me of adventure. Knowing Jesus really is an adventure. It simply means coming or arrival. That first Advent is Jesus' birth. We have a beautiful nativity sitting over here. I don't think it looked like that at all. That's way too pretty. But we anticipate the second Advent. Anybody looking for Christ's return? Soon and very soon, he is coming. Advent themes vary widely. It's all summed up with five beautiful words that will guide our short service this morning. Hope, peace, joy, faith, and love. Love, 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 love. Nathaniel, would you come and light that first candle of hope? Man, our world needs hope today. I pray as Nathaniel lights this candle that our hearts will grow in hope right now. That our hearts will grow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, immerse us in hope. Biblical hope. It's not just wishful thinking. It is the unshakable confidence that God can be trusted. It is the belief that God is always at work for our good, Romans 8:28. It is the assurance that God's promises are true even while we wait for that advent, for their fulfillment. Because our hope is certain. We wait patiently, not fretfully, trusting that God is already at work to provide the light we seek, the help we need, the deliverance we long for. Come, Lord Jesus, my hope is in you. Would you say it? Come, Lord Jesus, my hope is in you. Oh, say it again. Come, Lord Jesus, my hope is in you. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Jesus so that you may overflow. That's what we need. Overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then that second candle is peace. Nathaniel, come. Light the peace candle. Anybody need some peace? I pray that as this candle is lit, that our hearts will grow in peace, wonderful peace, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, immerse us in your peace. Let us pause. Let us have maybe a little bit of self-reflection, maybe some confession, maybe even the big R word, repentance. In what ways have I experienced peace with God, peace with others? In what ways have I failed to experience peace with God, peace with others? Invite Jesus right now to be your coach. Invite Jesus to coach you on how to pursue and experience greater peace. Come, Lord Jesus, you are my peace. Say it with me. Come, Lord Jesus, you are my peace. Isaiah 9:6. Oh, my goodness. I love Isaiah 9:6. For a child is born to us, a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peace.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes.
I think he probably cried.
I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
This is my favorite verse.
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Oh, I love that verse. I need to be nearer to you, Jesus. Deeper in you, Jesus. Jumping into that love that is wide and high and long. Oh, I love your love. I love your presence. I need your presence, oh God.
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Oh, it's more than I can imagine. In your presence for all of eternity, O God. Singing with the angels, holy, holy, holy. Oh, I want to be near to you, Jesus. Miss Sosina has a story for us.
The Donkey Song, A Christmas Nativity Story by Jackie Kellum, illustrated by Sydney Hansen.
S-
sleepy but strong, I clip-clopped along to rest in a stable with straw. No room for a bed, I stood near instead and listened and sniffed as I saw. A bit of the forest, a bit of its trees, a bit of tingle my toes. That's how the evergreen smelled to me, a bit of fresh pine to my nose. A bit of a prickle, a bit of a poke, a flicker of warm candlelight. A bit of a manger, a bit of snug hay, a bit of soft, silent night. A wee bitty baby all wrapped in white cloth, a bit of a barn gathered round. A bit of a star, a bit of a moon, a bit of a sweet angel sound. A bit of a lamb all covered in fleece, and shepherds on hills far away. As three wise men rode, three presents they towed, a bit of the night turned to day. All entered the stable and circled the baby as sunlight beamed in on his face. I lifted my head above his hay bed and sang of this morning grace.
Yay, so see. So we've lit the candle of what? Hope. And secondly, of peace. Nathaniel, would you come and light that joy candle? I had the privilege of going to a Christian kindergarten classroom, and I still remember 40 years ago, because I'm 45 now, so that makes sense. 40 years ago, there was this beautiful picture on the wall that said, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, you. That's joy. When we put Jesus first, when we put others before ourselves. So I pray that our hearts would grow in joy by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, immerse us in your joy. I love Nehemiah 8:10. What does it say? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our hope is sure. We have peace with God, and the Messiah has come, and the Messiah is coming. Every tear will be dried, every hurting heart mended, every broken body healed, every torn relationship restored. We are treasured sons and daughters. Hear me this morning. You are treasured son and daughter of the Most High God. The only reasonable response to God's lavish love and goodness is joy. Come, Lord Jesus, be my joy. Say it with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be my joy. Come on. Come, Lord Jesus, be my joy. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasure at your right hand.
Come and lay your head upon my shoulder. Look outside, the stars are shining bright. Even though it's turned a little colder, we can light a fire. Stay inside. Hear the angels sing. Hear the angels sing. Hallelujah from above. Singing peace on earth. There'll be peace on earth if we open up our hearts. give a little love. The greatest gift is love. Gather friends and family round the table. Remember those we love no longer here. Together take a moment and be grateful for the joy, for the tears. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing, hallelujah from above. Singing peace on earth, there'll be peace on earth if we open up our hearts. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing, hallelujah from above. Singing peace on earth, there'll be peace on earth if we open up our hearts and give a little love. A hallelujah from above. The greatest gift is love.
Nathaniel, come. Light that candle of faith.
Good job.
I pray that as you light that candle of faith, our hearts would grow in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, immerse us in faith. No more fear in Jesus' name. Something about Christmas morning and returning to your childhood in your head. And I remember I was so afraid of the dark. So afraid of the dark every night. And every night my parents got me this big old light to plug into the wall that had a big heart and said Jesus on it. And I just kept being so afraid of the dark. And one day I just said, no more fear in Jesus' name. And I laid in my bed as a little boy saying, no more fear in Jesus' name, no more fear in Jesus' name. And that fear left. Now, I still don't like the dark. I like the light. But Jesus is the answer. We listen to the angels. Oh, listen to the angels. They said what? Do not be afraid. I said it last Sunday when we were looking at Luke chapter 2. I said that our Bible has do not be afraid 365 times. That is for every day of the year. Every day of the year. Come on. Do not be afraid. The promise of Christmas is that the miracle of Bethlehem still happens. God still enters into our reality, into our mess. Anybody grateful for that? This Bible's full of messy people. He accepts us. Come as you are. It's our job to love them. It's our job to love them. He cleans them up. Thank you, Jesus, for cleaning us up. Thank you for the conviction of your spirit. And, you know, in this moment, we open our hearts to receive the Christ child in faith. Come, Lord Jesus, my faith is in you. Say it. Come, Lord Jesus, my faith is in you. Come, Lord Jesus. My faith is in you. Ephesians. Oh, please remember Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace. It seems like those Pharisees are still working overtime, trying to make God's grace less amazing. Hear me. It is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and this is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works. Man, if it was by works, then we could boast. Nobody gets to boast. I often return to that saying, religion is man's attempt at God. I'm not interested in that. The more I pastor, the more I'm not interested in religion. Religion is man's attempt at God, but the gospel is God's attempt at man. That's what I want to give my life to. Thank you, Jesus.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sound, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Of redeeming grace, 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 Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, be Lord. Jesus, be master, be king. Take your rightful place, O God. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels. Let us sing alleluia to our King, Christ the Savior is born, he is born, Christ the Savior is born. Holy, 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 for all eternity, holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Nathaniel, would you come and light that center candle? Oh, love is central. Man, you could preach love every Sunday and never even touch it. The love of our Lord. I pray that as you light it, our hearts will grow in love. 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 By the power of the Holy Spirit. Love. Oh, Lord, immerse us in your love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. First, we were loved. Now, we love. God always takes the initiative. He blessed us first. He served us first. He comforts first. And most of all, he loves us first. How will we respond this Advent? While much of the world around us is enamored by distractions, by lesser loves, we seek to discover anew our first love. Oh, Jesus, you are my first love. The love that came down at Christmas. Oh, help us to share that love by blessing, serving, comforting others. Come, Lord Jesus, I love you. Would you say it? Come, Lord Jesus, I love you. Come on. Come, Lord Jesus, I love you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. The only thing that matters. Hello. The only thing that matters, straight from the Word of God, the only thing that matters is faith expressing itself through love. 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 I don't know if you've heard this before, but I want to make sure you have. I think I've shared it several years. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to live my life surrounded by 1 Corinthians 13. This is the Christmas version. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights, shiny balls, but I don't show love. That was a theological term. I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, none of us like Christmas cookies. We don't do that. No Christmas cookies. Preparing gourmet meals, arranging a beautifully adorned table. But I don't show love. I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, if I carol at the nursing home, if I give all that I have to charity, but I don't show love, it profits me nothing. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in that choir cantata, but I do not focus on those I love, I've missed the point. In other words, love stops the cooking to hug a child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the spouse. Love is kind. Love is kind. Oh, my goodness. I just keep feeling in my heart, kindness is more important than being right. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they're there to be in the way. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but it rejoices in giving to those who cannot. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Hello, this lady's been married to me for 22 years. She has endured. Love never fails. Come on, somebody say it. Love never fails. Let's come to that communion table. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Oh, I pray that Christ will be more and more and more and more at home in our hearts, living within us as we trust in him. May our roots go deeper into the soil of God's marvelous love. May we be able to feel and understand how long, how wide, how deep, how high this love really is. I got distracted by Ephesians 3. Go into 1 Corinthians 11. I'm getting there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord, this Jesus, on the same night in which he would be betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body. It's broken for you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's broken for you. Do this. Do this in remembrance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant, folks. This is my blood. Do this often. Drink it. Remember me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. You proclaim resurrection. You proclaim gospel. You proclaim salvation, deliverance, healing. Oh, we proclaim a fresh outpouring of the Spirit. That's what we need. Oh, God, baptize your church again. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus.
Down again here at your feet. Show me how much you love humility. Oh, Spirit, be the star that leads me to the humble heart of love I see in you. You are the God of the broken, the friend of the wash the feet of the weary. Thank you, Jesus. Embrace the ones in need. And I want to be like you, Jesus. So have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King.
When I think of how far you went, God, to save me, all I can do is say thank you. All I can do is praise, praise, praise. Praise is the answer. For today, to praise you, Jesus.
Oh, kneel me down again here at your feet. Show me how much you love humility. Oh, Spirit, be
star, Holy Spirit, that leads me to the humble heart of love I see in you. 'Cause you are the God of the broken, a friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary. Oh Lord, embrace the ones in need. I want to be so have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. I give my heart to you, Jesus. I give my life to you, Jesus. Would you stand to your feet this morning? Receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. On this Christmas morning, may you know what true blessing is. Every blessing from heaven. May heaven touch earth in your heart. May heaven touch earth in your home. May heaven touch earth in holy moments everywhere you go. May the Father's love and the Son's grace and the Spirit's comfort overflow. May the light of this Advent candle remind you to be overflowing with his love every day. Love, love, love. Lord, give us opportunity to dig deeper into your love every day and overflow with your love every day. How we need you, Jesus. God bless you for being here this morning. Love every one of you. This intimate morning. God bless you.